Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
To another edition of Coming to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts. We hope you're doing well. We're here at the compound in Los Angeles, California. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Tom.
Paul and I are getting this podcast in for you guys. We also have a lot of stuff to do, so we're going to take this podcast mobile. And we are going to...
Meaning we're going to walk 20 feet.
Well, it's a big deal. We've never done it outside of this. There's bread in the oven. That's the biggest problem.
We could be moving right now, and we wouldn't even know.
They would know, because I can't carry everything at the same time.
All right, got coffee. And then your dog is bringing something.
The dog's got something. Bella wants to play with something. All right, we're leaving. We're going down the hallway. Biggest problem is that the dog thinks that we're playing.
So we hope you're doing well.
Sorry that Baked hasn't been on. Baked, we have three more episodes. We're going to be in... New Jersey and Cleveland and New Orleans, and we haven't found out when they're running yet. They're rescheduling it because they don't like it on so late at 10 o'clock at night and stuff.
Right.
So, you know, whenever they start talking like that on television, you always get nervous. But if you do like Baked, tell people at Food Network, then ask them when you want to see it.
Yeah, I think in the morning is good when you see especially like Baked stuff, and then you get hungry. And then you can go to all those places.
Mm-hmm.
Like that dessert one aired so late, I was like, I want to go to that place now. And it's 11 o'clock.
All right, we've come into the kitchen. The bread is in. Now what I've done is I put one bread into the refrigerator. It's proofed for a while. And this bread is, it's been thrown in too early. So it's going to be a bit of a mess, this one. But it's in there and we have to stand by and ready for the timer.
I was going
to
ask if after you did the West Hollywood pizza with Vito.
Yeah.
Walking his yeast around the block.
Yeah.
Have you thought about doing that? Maybe that's something in the...
With my...
The Papa backyard is...
with my starter, bring it outside.
The palm tree.
There is something to it. As funny as that kind of sounds, I was thinking, why wouldn't I bring my starter out and let the yeast, like, give it some... let's give it some life.
Yeah, what helps yeast, though? Is it moisture?
If you guys
or...
didn't see the episode, I did this pizza place called Vito's in L.A., and this guy makes all of his stuff from sourdough starter, which is, you know, the authentic way to do it, the way we do it. And he literally walks his yeast around the neighborhood. He takes it out in his jar, takes the lid off, and gives it a walk so that everything from the air around us goes in it. A little sketchy in L.A. Like, you kind of picture that being, you know, up in the mountains in this wild yeast.
Yeah. And
then you're just walking down La Cienega Boulevard, like, soot from trucks and everything kind of going into it.
It hasn't become, like, ceremonial? Like, people don't walk along with him like Forrest Gump?
No, they actually had a bodyguard because one guy tried to steal it.
What?
Yeah, because he's so popular and it makes such great... pizza dough some guy actually tried to steal it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so he now has a bodyguard walk with him.
Wow.
I think he actually there was a gun involved. I'm not sure who was
gun Vito and pizza.
So we're going to wait for this bread to come out. The first step, it's going to go for 20 minutes, then we're going to take the lid off and then of the Dutch oven, which is where the dough is now, and then it'll cook for another 15 minutes, and then we'll take that out. This first step, it's going to kick off in about 15 more minutes, and when you take the lid off, you basically see what the bread's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And this bread, there's something weird about it. Whenever you're... I make the bread, I make the dough, I put it in the baskets, and then I usually let it proof in the refrigerator. It makes it harder and, like, more condensed, and usually overnight. And then you can handle it, it's firm, you put it in there, it pops. But all the books and everything say, just put it on your counter and leave it there for 4 to 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Let it proof that way. And then just, but to get it from the basket into the Dutch, it's like this wobbly thing. I can't handle it. So that's what we're dealing with right now with this one.
Mm-hmm.
I just put it in there and it kind of like filled up the whole Dutch oven. It's a good chance it's going to be a mess.
Well, am I crazy? Is all pizza dough sourdough?
You are crazy.
That's
it is not.
Yeah. So what is Vito
all sourdough
making?
Is means that you're coming from a levain. You're coming from a natural yeast rather than a dry yeast.
Okay.
That's all. I was going to make some pizza dough. You use this other flour, this 00 flour. But you can use regular yeast. You know, if you use the sourdough starter, if you use that, it has a little more flavor to it. It's a little earthier.
Okay.
And that's the way the bread was always made because we didn't have manufactured yeast.
So how much of... So when he walks that around in the morning, is that the only dough that he has ready for that day? And when he's out, he's out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's what the good place is.
But the thing that he's walking around is just the yeast. So it's like a big jug filled with the yeast, and he's using that, and he makes all of the dough for the day.
Oh, okay.
It's like in a big, you know, square plastic container, you know, like 4 foot high, just filled with dough.
So would it matter if he had stuff left over? Would he throw it out or just use it the next day?
The dough he would probably make into garlic knots and things like that.
Oh, okay. Combos?
Make some pretzels and stuff with cheese.
still
are you pretzels. Excited that baseball's on? This is kind of fun. We get to come over into this other room, and as we're waiting for the bread to come out, we get to see that the Cubs are in their wild card game today.
It's so weird.
Playing the Rockies, and then the Yankees tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
What time is that game? Is that at 8?
I'm trying to think.
I think it's a night game. It would be so much better if it was a day game, but I think it's a night game. Let me double check. Yes.
I think
5 o'clock start for us out in the West.
Our buddy Ari was finally back, and he was going to get tickets to, I think, bring Liz from the Comedy Cellar and a couple other big Yankee fans.
Oh, yeah?
To go. He's trying to get 4 tickets.
Because
he went to one of the games against the Astros last year. And won, so
he's good luck.
Yeah,
I would love to have Baez on our team. Oh my god, you ever watch him? You ever watch highlights of the shortstop for the multiplayer? I mean, he also plays third and second.
Was this A-Rod and Pinky Tuscadero?
That's Jessica Mendoza, Paul. In this Me Too era, you really
how long
say
have they been dating?
Offensive things about female broadcasters.
No, it's more A-Rod.
You don't like Susan Waldman. You don't like Miss Mendoza.
No.
You don't like A-Rod.
No, I
none
like...
None of these women.
Miss Mendoza, I just feel like A-Rod, whatever's going on behind the scenes, if J-Lo ends up getting a broken heart because of this, I don't know...
You think he's sleeping... Mendoza's sleeping with...
Oh, you have listened to them talk?
She's a married woman.
Yeah, right.
Paul...
This is TV, Tom.
Oh, my God.
All happens behind the scenes.
Yeah.
A-Rod's a homewrecker.
He's with J-Lo.
Well, I mean, is that official? They're not married or anything, right?
No, they're not married.
That's a TV romance.
He's not getting any younger.
Actually, he does look pretty young.
She's really great, though. She's a great hitter. She has great insight. I like listening to her. She's smart.
But whenever they have a little giggle side talk, it always gets a little...
Will you get your mind out of
the... Will you two get a room?
We're talking baseball, and all you're thinking is pantyhose and lipstick.
No, with this, the guy that has the 5-day growth there, there's no tension coming from him from that side.
Of course, it's A-Rod. He's a beautiful man.
It's only from A-Rod's puffy lips and perfumed hands.
Did you ever wear perfume?
No, I don't think so.
Or cologne, as men like to call it?
No. If you ever try to do that, have your signature scent. I know there's certain guys that like...
When I was in sixth grade, I wore Halston.
I only remember Dracar was the one.
Oh, yeah, Dracar. That was pretty good stuff. No, Halston. That was my go-to. The ladies loved it. I feel like I should be posting my throwing the first pitch out at it's too late. If they go to the next round. But as good luck, I should be posting that.
Speaking of baseball, 40 years ago today.
Yeah.
A shot was heard round the world.
How many years?
40 years ago.
40 years ago. It was your birthday.
No.
What was it?
Bucky Dent hits the home run against the Red Sox in the one-game playoff.
Amazing.
And became famous forever.
History was made.
Everybody knows who Bucky Dent is.
Of course. He's a killer.
Well, what was the other thing I meant to ask you about? Crap. It was something about food.
You were going to ask me about...
Oh, glasses.
Glasses.
Yes.
What kind of glasses?
I went to my eye doctor.
Oh, okay.
And I got the lowdown.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure the whole thing's a racket.
What? Wearing glasses?
Yes.
Oh, boy. How are you going to see without them?
Tom, so he's explaining this thing about progressive lenses.
I'm wearing them right now.
Right. But do you really need them?
Yes.
You need them to read that phone?
Yes. I need it for the reading. I need it to see you.
It just makes everything
bigger.
I need
to see that tree way out there.
Well, here's the thing.
There's three different types of vision that I'm dealing with.
Yes, and now your eyes are getting weaker because it can't do anything on its own.
They are getting weaker, I'll give you that. But without them, I can't see.
Okay, because that's the thing is I'm only, what do they say? The prescription is for farsighted, so I don't even need glasses to read, which I thought that's what I needed them for.
Yeah, that's what
I needed them. Like I remember I used to wear them to go to like baseball games and concerts and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're way up there. You want to see better because you can't. You're not supposed to be able to see a dime on the floor of the Staples Center. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you. Go ahead.
But so this the test that they gave me was if you read the first line, you're fine. You can drive. That's like the one that you need. If you can read the second one, that's great. If you read the third one, you got 20/20 vision. And then he pulls out this next thing, which is like like little tiny writing on a wall 20 feet away, which I can't see. But then he does the nine lenses, and he's like, can you see those lines now? I was like, yes, but I feel like I have a telescope on my eye right now. Like, I don't need that. I don't need to see that. You know what I mean? I'd rather see everything normally than, like, be able to read, like, a sticker on a wall 20 feet away. It would just seem too much.
But don't you think when you were 17 years old that you could read that?
I don't think so.
That's the thing.
I mean,
I think you could. Think about Eagle Eye Paul playing high school basketball. You could see everything. Didn't you, when you were young, like, I would like, even challenge myself. I would be like, I can see that.
Yeah.
And put it in my parents' faces.
I was a world-class squinter, like I always say. Like, I could squint for...
You use them to focus in. But I bet what you were seeing through that thing is 17-year-old eyeballs. I'm serious.
No, the only time I ever actually needed them was to... When I was a news anchor, I would have to read off the prompter, which was about 20 feet away... And it was scrolling text, and I had to wear contacts because I wanted to be able to see that as clear as something a foot away from me. But I don't think necessarily you're supposed to be able to see that perfectly.
I understand what you're saying, but I truly think you're forgetting what it was like to be able to see.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't really notice, like now, like because I got a prescription like 10 years ago that was too strong, and I stopped wearing glasses. And then, you know, everyone that tries on my glasses now, they're like, these aren't even prescription. These are just for show. And I was like, no, they're prescription But I just didn't know that they weren't reading glasses. So now I'm like all screwed up because I was like, well, I don't need these to read.
You thought they were reading glasses?
Yeah. I thought they were like not reading glasses, but like they would help me read.
But didn't they? What do you mean help you understand the words?
No, no, like help me see better. I never put into like, am I nearsighted or farsighted or whatever. They always just told me I have astigmatism.
But like, but when you...
What's that? Does that mean something's done?
Yep, let's go. We got to get the bread out. Oh, this is fun. Mobile podcast. Bella's freaked out.
Bella's not handling this well.
Bella doesn't know what's going on.
She feels like we're going to be taking her to the pound or something.
Alexa, stop.
So Tom is in his kitchen where he makes bread. He's got his, what are those things called?
These are called pot holders.
Oven mitts.
Very, very high-tech item. Pot holders. They enable you to hold pots.
Now does,
they're hot.
Does this Food Network give you any swag? Have they hooked up your kitchen at all?
Yeah, see that apron over there?
There you go.
It's a Food Network apron. That's what you get your first season. If you get another season, they give you a pot holder.
I feel like they should be hooking you up more. Ooh, it looks good.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
So Tom has a fresh, how long has it been cooking?
That was 20 minutes in the Dutch oven. I started making it this morning. Well, I started feeding the sourdough starter yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then this morning I made the dough. And then before I went out to my appointment, I shaped it into its baskets. And then let it proof when I came home. I put it into the oven after 4 hours. The other one's in the fridge because I didn't think this was going to go well. But from what I can see,
yeah,
it looks
good.
Pretty good. So now, Alexa, set a timer.
For how long?
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Thanks, Toots. So now with the lid off, it's still in the Dutch oven. With the lid off, it will go for another 15. Then I'll take the bread out of the Dutch oven, and then put it back in pretty much just for browning for like another 12 minutes or so.
And then it's done?
But you smell it?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Just opening the oven and the whole place seems like... We should frame this podcast a little bit because we here in the West, in California, are getting ready for an epic storm.
Is that true?
There is... people are thinking about canceling school. My wife didn't want to fly tomorrow. I canceled my spot tomorrow night. There's a 40% chance of rain tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If they name the storm or the drops of rain.
I haven't heard any.
Whole lot of Rosie.
That's really.
That's what they're calling it, Rosie.
It literally, you know, when you're back east or in most parts of the world, when rain comes, you're just like, ah, it's going to rain tomorrow. Here, it's like my neighbor was cleaning out his gutters. on Sunday, he's like, there's rain coming on Wednesday. And people are walking around like, where's it coming from? Where is it? Is it like it's going like we're under attack or something?
There will be a rain event.
Well, this is exciting. The bread is... Just the smell, that one little thing, you open the oven, you get blasted with 450 degrees of heat in your face, you take the lid off, you see how your bread is doing, you close it, and now the home is filled with the smell of bread. It's a pretty transformative event that we just went through.
Yeah, and do you always have one in there going?
Well,
or is this once a day?
When I'm home, I usually crank out about 4 loaves in a week.
Okay.
And this is the first, live from here, you know, the Prairie Home, the new Prairie Home show, which I appear on every week, starts up this Friday, Saturday, but we're taping it on Friday.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it live from here, but it's a bluegrass festival in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
So I got to go blow out and do that. But when I come home from that... I will be home for the first time for a full week, I think, since April.
Nice.
I haven't had a complete week. I've always had to run out for something.
Mm-hmm.
So I only bring this up to say, during that week, I'm going bread crazy.
Right.
You want pretzels? You're getting pretzels.
And you're going to be bored by Thursday.
You want waffles? I won't be bored. No. Actually, we're doing Irvine.
Right.
So we're working. So we'll still it's just leave. Local. Go to TomPapa.com, by the way, and look up the dates because we're everywhere. Livermore, California, Irvine, Austin, Kansas City, Dallas,
San Antonio,
Boise, I think.
Austin.
Yeah, a lot of great places. And it's all like towards all now, like up until like December. Gotham Comedy Club again, the old holiday version. Very exciting. But listen to Live From Here this weekend. It'll be cool. I got my first monologue pretty much written out. I'm ready to go. The Out in America. Ready,
nice.
Ready,
are you going
to
do...
Ready to hit the presses.
So are you going up there to do it like at the
yeah,
festival?
I'm gonna go at some, yeah, because I'm going to be on the road for the next couples. I'm going to have to call them in, you know, as I do for my report from the road. But this one, I get to actually go and do it.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited. It'll be good. Chris Thiele's ready to rock. He's got some great new music producer. We have a new cast this year.
Nice.
We've got Mike Yard, the comedian Mike Yard, mm-hmm. who's hilarious, has been on Come to Papa before. Greg Hess and Holly Laurent. I hope I'm saying her name right. Greg and Holly are actually married.
Oh, okay.
Both hilarious, super great writers and performers. And Mike Yard and Serena Brooks from last season.
Cool.
Great, cool new staff and new crew, new music. It's going to be a lot of good energy this year for sure.
Nice. Yeah. So do you know...
You know who the first... I'm sorry. You know who the first musical guest is?
Who?
Guess.
Bluegrass Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite?
Not really.
Muddy Waters?
No. He's from a band that was popular in the 70s. 80s. Early 80s.
Okay.
Late 70s, early 80s.
How popular?
Super popular.
Yeah?
Yep.
Like, you liked them when you were in high school?
Loved.
So...
When I was going through puberty, probably, is when I heard this one song by them. And it...
Blinded by the lights.
Nope. Gary... Uh-oh, the Rockies are going to score. The ball went into the outfield at Wrigley Field. Into the ivy. So it's a ground rule double. That scores a run, though, right? Or no, second and third.
I think that's what they decide, right?
Yeah, second and third. Ooh, this isn't good. They're threatening
Gary
already.
Supertramp.
Off Lester. No, but Supertramp is closer.
Peter Frampton.
Man, Breakfast in America was one of the greatest albums of all time. Right, with Supertramp?
Trying to remember. I think I have Supertramp's greatest hits is the one that...
Man, Breakfast in America. Take the long way home.
Oh, yeah.
Take the long way home. When I was young, I was a yum and yum and yum and yum. A yum and yum. A meow meow meow. Meow meow meow.
So, let's see.
But in that vein, it was a band... They put out one album, which I... Dare I say, is one of the best albums of all time. Like, as a complete album. Like, as a complete wall-to-wall.
Is this just you saying this, or is it universally?
This is me saying... That's a big statement.
Yeah.
But universally, people love this album. I don't know if people would say it's the best of all time. I don't even know if I believe that, but it's definitely one of the tops. I actually downloaded it recently again just to... Just because I couldn't believe how great it was.
Yeah.
So it's the guitarist from that band.
Wow. Do I have any hints? Is there a song or a lyric that may... Because it's a bluegrass festival, so this is going to be...
I wouldn't let that influence you.
Well, he's going to get booed off the stage. He's not. If he's not playing the slide.
He'll play
sit
his guitar.
Down.
And they're actually a band that has gotten back together as old timers, which we've talked about before, and they're going back on tour.
Journey.
he went out with another member of the band in a famous romance.
Oh, Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So Lindsay Buckingham?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Good job.
That's
Not
funny.
Too many clues, Paul. It was good. Ooh, Colorado Rockies just went up a run.
You know what a strange thing is? Stevie Nicks, I think, dated every super famous great musician.
Is that true?
Yeah.
She went out with David Bowie?
She dated Tom Petty.
Robert Plant?
I just heard like two or Joe Walsh.
Fresh Prince?
No.
Joe Walsh. Ugh, who would kiss him?
He's a rock star, man.
His face looks like a pile of dirty laundry.
Well,
she's like a bulldog and a chihuahua mix.
She did it for the music.
He must have been cool.
Yeah, because that was what tore him apart, right? Because she was dating Lindsay and then Mick Fleetwood.
Mick Fleetwood, the drummer who put the whole band together.
He's got a look, man.
He was originally with her, and then she went with Lindsay.
Right.
Isn't that how it went down?
And then when they broke up, because they wrote a bunch of songs together, and then when they broke up, I think the band did, right?
I don't know. My puberty song was Lay Me Down in the Tall Grass and Let Me Do My Stuff. That lyric really rang out. I was like, oh, I get what people are talking about now.
And she's also, Stevie Nicks is a witch, so that's always cool.
She is a bit of a witch. What was my daughter just saying about her?
A good witch.
Yeah, she's a good witch.
Is Landslide a solo?
Landslide, yeah. I think that's her solo.
And then, yeah, because what's his name? Tom. She wanted to be in The Heartbreakers.
She wanted to be a heartbreaker?
Yeah.
Well, they did that great duet together.
Yeah,
Stop Dragging My Heart Around. That was a powerful thing for me in eighth grade. I'm going to read you the list of songs on Fleetwood Mac's Rumors album. And you tell me where you think it ranks as far as the greatest albums of all time.
And I will tell you this. I know enough about myself that I don't rank them as high as most people.
Mm-hmm.
Pink Floyd and Fleetwood Mac are two that I'm not super... Fleetwood Mac I like more than, like, let's say... U2 and Pink Floyd are my two that I really don't like that everyone loves, I think.
Who?
U2 and Pink Floyd.
U2 and Pink Floyd. Yeah, well, you weren't on drugs, so Pink Floyd didn't do it for you.
Everybody loves Bono for some reason. Just never.
Even early U2?
There's a couple songs that are, like, I don't...
That War album and...
War. I know.
Day and...
I like a couple different genres. I like that Elevation song. I like Desire. Sunday Bloody Sunday.
I get it. There's, you know, like who three. I'm with, like, with it's right, actually more out of fatigue is The Who. We've talked about this
oh
before.
Yeah, because you met them. That breaks,
yeah, when they were mean to me.
That breaks the that breaks the chain.
Fleetwood Mac Rumors came out. Oh, this is the reboot of it. I want the original when it first came out.
So if you, let's see,
Secondhand News, Dreams, Never Going Back Again, Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow.
Yeah,
you gotta go your own way. Songbird, The Chain, You Make Love and Fun, I Don't Want to Know, Oh Daddy, Gold Dust Woman, Silver Springs. That's a tight album. There's only two songs on that album that weren't like huge hits.
Okay, I'll give you 10 things that you didn't know about Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. None of them are worth knowing.
I was listening to some Lil Wayne on the plane.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was trying to broaden out. I usually am like, let me listen to it. Oh, look at that. Roseanne's back without Roseanne.
Right. The Connors. Laurie Metcalf is amazing. She might be the best sitcom actor of all time.
Wow, they just went back to work, and they're showing promos already.
She's dead. She died of an opioid overdose.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
That's what's the storyline?
Mm-hmm. Which I guess the first season she did get addicted to painkillers or something, so...
Oh, my God. You know what? Can we talk about this for a second? Driving today, billboard, Murphy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Billboard, Will and Grace. Billboard, Roseanne. I'm done with it. I'm done with all these old hag bags. I don't mean that as women. I mean it as old...
Old shows.
Rehashed shows. Just, so that's the only thing. Let's just go back to a time when there was a giant audience and just use that.
Right.
I mean, who the hell wants to see Murphy Brown? Who?
I don't know.
Who?
Dynasty?
Are they just making shows for people who are 100?
Dynasty is on Netflix.
Oh, my God. Snooze fest.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I would rather have Bella gouge my eyes out with her super claws than have to watch a Murphy Brown or a Will and Grace. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Are we that void of ideas? Are we that lacking of creativity that we have got to do this over and over and over again?
Well, I mean, there's the model of a famous person has to be in it, because then all the people who are fans of that person will watch it, mm-hmm. or it's something that was popular at one point, so hopefully all those people will still see it. And
in their nursing homes? I mean, come on.
Well, that's what I mean. Most people probably don't even know that Dynasty was a show in the 80s or care.
They're doing an interview with Candace Bergen on Colbert. Very elegant woman, beautiful woman, great show in its time. She's out there like Don Rickles, just shaking and like a... She's an old woman.
Yeah.
That's the head of our comedy. That's like the voice of comedy right now. Come on. Come on, we got to go back. The timer's going off.
I do, so... I did some research on Rumors, the album.
See, you don't even want to talk about these shows. That's how lame they are.
Yeah, it's... Well, it's one of those things,
Alexa,
like...
Alexa, stop.
I'm not even... I don't know if this is okay to say, but...
Alexa!
Shut it!
God, she's the worst.
I think Netflix, the old quality control is... let its guard down. I've gone to other... I don't know why. I ended up going to Stars the other day.
Yeah.
Don't know anything about Stars. First four movies were Once Upon a Time in the West, Roadhouse, Miller's Crossing, and The Sting.
Yeah, real stuff. Well, this is what I think is going to happen when now that Disney's taking over 20th. Think about that catalog. Think about all those movies. They're going to... Netflix isn't going to compare to that.
Right.
They're going to have really quality stuff, and they're going to start their own streaming thing, and they're going to take over Hulu, and I don't know how it all works, but maybe finally. I mean, there's so much stuff being made, but I guess we're talking specifically about network shows.
Right.
And no one wants to watch them because they've got commercials. My kids won't watch anything with commercials. They'll watch Blackish on Hulu, so they don't have to sit there and watch commercials. They won't listen to radio because there's commercials. So I guess they're just making one last run at old people who are too confused to work their DVRs and don't know how to avoid commercials. I bet you if you look at all the ads for Murphy Brown and Roseanne,
mm-hmm.
I bet it's all like adult diapers, bone density ads. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is it's so depressing. All right, I'm going to take the bread out. This is what happened. This is why I like baking bread, because the world is filled with awful things, and now we're about to look at something good.
You created something new instead of making bread from the 80s that was good.
I like when that heat hits you.
Oh, crispy.
She's in good shape. A little flat because it's been proofed. Not bad, though.
Nice.
It's pretty good. Shape isn't too great. It should be a little more together.
Should I be recording this?
Aren't you?
Well, pictures. Well, I guess they can watch you do it on your TV show.
Alexa, set a timer.
For how long?
10 minutes.
10 minutes, starting now.
Thanks, Lamb Chop.
Alexa, why does it sound like we're bothering you when we ask you to do something?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
You see the attitude?
I know. It's a new era. I heard that 49% of men think that Kavanaugh should be put on the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty high. I guess it's less than half, but it seemed high to me.
Well,
take the charges aside.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's the big, of course, the main thing. But after just watching him piss and moan about just that petulant, snotty attitude.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, I don't want this guy anywhere doing anything.
He should be giving parking tickets.
Yeah. I was just like, ooh.
Well, the one weird thing
we
is like,
skip the investigation and just say he's kind of douchey and.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, you kind of got to see him not be.
not censor
judge
himself.
Worthy.
But, yeah, he's not judge worthy.
But the craziest thing is like all the. You know, all the terms in the yearbook
mm-hmm.
are all like sexual terms.
Mm-hmm.
And he lied about all those, like
right.
knowingly. Like he said,
yes,
boof was fart. He said skis was like, yeah, he made up all that stuff, which
all these little petty
you can
lies.
Go to jail for lying to Congress about what boof means.
Yeah, like wouldn't that be great if he actually went to jail for saying for lying about
but
boof.
It's like if he's willing to lie about stuff like that or try to cover it up.
Right.
You know, in one way it would have been like, oh, it's a sophomoric term for a sexual thing that we used to discuss that used to
it, yeah,
make
you're
us
right.
laugh, you know?
It's not the specifics. It's just that you're lying.
Yeah.
Like that guy.
Like you contrived all these lies.
Yeah, these
just
people
to,
shouldn't lie about anything.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Honesty above all else.
And also why, that's another reason why bring your calendar out. It's not going to say,
so funny.
This is when I almost raped that girl.
A big star on the 25th.
If this ever comes
Matt,
up 40 years later.
Matt, how great was Matt?
Oh, yeah.
On SNL doing it.
Matt Damon as Judge Kavanaugh.
Wow, that was a quick. Wow, did you see that throw? He nabbed him at first. Did you see that? He just picked him off at first. The pitcher just released.
He's not moving.
That was the quickest move I ever saw. He's lefty. So he just buzzed it over there. They're going to definitely question it. Show it again, ESPN. Wow, did you see that throw?
Yeah.
He didn't even move his legs.
Are they reviewing it or something?
Yeah,
he's
they're
not
reviewing
moving.
It.
I think he is safe.
Yeah, he's safe. Wow, that was close, though.
Yeah.
What a move. This is exciting. This is going to be good baseball stuff. And if you noticed, there's Halloween stuff is really starting to creep out. Did you see over at the table there? There's like five skeletons just.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how they got there. They just
those are my two questions for you.
What do you got?
Okay, number one.
Yes.
Is there a costume that you're willing to go all out for? Do you have an idea for a costume?
I have not given it one second of thought.
And two, are you going to do Sober October?
No. I know Sober October is a big deal. It's a big deal outside of Rogan, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's just a thing. Joe Rogan does it with Segura and Ari Shaffir and
well, it was
Bert
first
Kreischer.
To get Bert Kreischer.
Who looks great, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Like, yeah, Bert, like they're getting ready to do it again and lose all this weight and try and live healthy, and which is, it was motivated by Bert, I guess. But Bert is sitting there in the picture yesterday, and he already looks skinny. He looked good.
Yeah, it was.
I think last year really changed his lifestyle in general.
Yeah, we had Bert on this podcast.
Yeah,
he came home from the airport at about 2 p.m. and needed about 3 Jack Daniels bottles to get through
the interview. Yeah, no, I'm not doing Sober October, but I am dialing it in. I went for a run today.
Yeah.
I've been eating pretty good. But no, I did Sober January, Dry January.
Oh, is that what it is?
And half of February, which was good.
It's just because it rhymes.
Like, yeah, now it's like Christmassy, Halloweeny time. I feel like stay in shape, but also drink wine and eat cheese. My friend Rachel Feinstein, whose wedding I did,
mm-hmm.
as a gift, she gave me a book on wine and cheese.
Nice.
And you just start reading about it. And you're like, yeah, I want to do that. Oh, and you saw the all the equipment came in from Amazon the other day, and we are a day away from creating our first pickles.
Now, but equipment? Do you mean a bucket?
I mean a big jar with a lid, like a 2-gallon jar that has a little aerated hole to let the air escape.
So the place smells like pickles.
These little weights that keep everything, all the pickles, cucumbers, submerged in the water.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. And now I just got to go get the cucumbers and put all the brine and all the stuff in. And now we're going, as not only we're going to be fermenting bread, but we're going to be fermenting pickles. First step.
And then what's the end game on fermented pickles?
Well, there are some other things we can ferment as well. There is there's an Italian version where you put carrots, peppers, garlic, a whole bunch of stuff like that. What other vegetable? Put all that into and let that ferment, and then chop it up really fine and put it as like a spread on sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But what do you do specifically for the pickles, though?
Cauliflower. For the pickles, you eat them.
You're just eating fermented pickles.
All pickles are fermented.
So what's making this special? I don't understand.
I'm making them myself. Charlotte, are you excited for the pickles or not excited for the pickles? Why would you not be excited? There's so many other things we can make. Like what? I make waffles. I make you sourdough waffles.
You can make cookies.
It should be waffle week, but I'm going away. I'm not making donuts.
What's a fall treat? Like a snickerdoodle?
No, but that's baking. This is a fermentation, and you put it in the fridge, and 10 days later, we have pickles that
that's
we made
it?
Ourselves.
You don't have to wait 10 days?
10 days.
To eat a pickle?
Yeah, it's pretty good. This generation does not like fermented foods.
I just started No Pickle October, though, so this is going to be a tough. It's going to be a tough. I wish.
Alexa, how much time left? 1 minute and 30 seconds. Let's go check on the bread. Let's spin
Alrighty.
It. Sure, the podcast is mobile.
See, now. So we've got a great loaf of sourdough bread in an hour.
Yeah.
So 24 times 10. And then you
Charlotte,
got pickles.
What's 24 times 10? Charlotte.
Yes.
What? Yeah, 240.
Is that right? 240 hours we'll have pickles.
You know what you guys are? You're haters. You're haters. You can make cookies. You can make all that other stuff. But why shouldn't we make pickles?
You can make chocolate chip cookies in 8 to 10 minutes.
And then the thing, and then the dishes sit here for 5 days until I clean them up. Oh boy, Charlotte, don't chew on the podcast. You and your pita chips, just take a walk. Paul, did you see Charlotte's nails? She got fake woman nails.
Oh yeah.
They're called acrylics.
That's what all the track stars have.
Yeah. Are you going to swim today? You're not?
I'm catching up tonight so I can go to swim the other day.
What, do you go once a week now?
No.
Alexa, stop. You haven't gone, when's the last time you went?
Right. We don't have it on.
If you go every 10 days, you can get a pickle every time you go.
What are you catching up on?
Homework.
What was that pickle comment?
I said if you went every 10 days, you could have a pickle every time you go swimming.
You know, you guys don't appreciate the time it takes to make good things.
It's a big payoff.
You know how long it took to make this loaf of bread? 2 days.
You know how long it takes to make good cookies? 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah. You know how long it takes to burn off all the blubber on your body from eating all the cookies when you skip swim?
1 hour.
A lifetime. You'll be a middle-aged woman just waddling around going, I don't know how it happened. I just, my ankles are thicker than my hips.
But is there a nutritional value to pickles, or is it just purely the amazing taste?
If you have high blood pressure, it's not really great food, I guess.
So it's not like
a salt brine.
The apple cider vinegar, that's the new craze.
Cider vinegar, you use that.
It's supposed to be healthy.
You should be making smoothies with those brown bananas. I tried to move the bananas and all of the stems came off. No one eats fruit in this house.
I just don't like apples.
All right, I'm taking this bread out.
Yeah, that looks good. Wow, that did brown pretty quick.
It looks good, right?
So that would burn pretty easy.
Nah, it takes a while. You could get really dark with it.
It's burnt.
Beautiful. Look at that. That's pretty great.
Yeah, that looks good.
So I've got the other one in the refrigerator. I think when the podcast is over, I'm gonna do it tonight. So now we have fresh bread for the morning. Look at that. Beautiful.
So that doesn't make you want to get up in the morning, that you have fresh bread?
Yeah. If my father made fresh bread for me every morning, I wouldn't mind going to school. I would get up and be excited about the day. Sorry, Charlotte, but the playoffs are on. Hey, you know, a lot of times people say to Paul and I, "Your comedians tell me a joke," and we don't really have jokes for them because those street jokes aren't very funny. But I've got a funny one today.
Uh-oh. It's a bold statement.
Yeah. I was in Denver this weekend working at the Comedy Works. It was their 10th anniversary, and they asked me to come in and headline their shows. And it was a lot of fun. We had some great shows. We had some great openers. MCs, local MCs. And it was just a fun weekend. A lot of people came out. You were missed, Paul.
Did you go to the Greek place that we always go to? The what was it called? The Olive something?
The what?
Remember that guy? The Greek guy?
The Greek place, Yanni's.
Yanni's.
Yes, of course I did. Love it there.
Did you tell him great. Greg Bird sucks? He was the one that went to high school there.
This is a joke given to me by Kevin Fitzgerald.
He's a comedian, yeah.
And a vet.
Yeah, he was the security guy for the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, him and his brother, the Fitzgeralds, were these young bruiser boxing guys. They were Golden Glove boxers.
Yeah.
And they're mentioned by the Stones all the time. They were their security detail. Used to knock guys out all the time. And they were really cool guys.
Altamont.
He's had like 5 different careers. And then he became a vet. Keith Richards actually wrote the letter to get him into veterinary school.
Yeah, that's the best story ever. When he said it was like the early 80s,
mm-hmm.
and Keith Richards is like, you know, we're not going to be able to do this forever.
Yeah, we're not going to be
You guys got to have another career in mind.
Yeah, so we set him up. And then he became a... So he's a vet. He was on the Animal Planet and whatever those shows are. He had his own show for a bit. And now he's still a vet and still doing comedy out of Denver. So anyway, he gave me a joke.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell it to you now. I think it's a pretty good one. You know, these jokes always are terrible.
Yeah, and we can always blame him.
But I think today people are going to really like it. We've baked bread. We've got Charlotte to get motivated and start her homework. It's been a good podcast. We're going to end with this great joke. I don't know if I'd say it's great. It's a joke.
It's a big buildup.
So a guy... is in the doctor's office for his physical. And, you know, it's that uncomfortable part. The guy puts his finger in...
Your nose?
In the guy's butt.
Oh.
You know, as a man, you got to get your prostate checked. So.
I don't know what kind of doctor you're seeing, Tom. I've never
I'm telling the joke, Paul. So the guy puts a finger in his butt. The guy's like, I hate this part. And then he's all right, this is a little unusual, but he puts... two fingers in his butt. He's like, oh, geez, he's never done that before. And he takes it out. He's like, oh, that was kind of weird. And then he goes in, three fingers. And he's really digging around and poking them in his butt. He's like, geez, this is really weird. And takes his hand out, walks out. The nurse walks in and says, who's that guy? That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Doc Fitzgerald.
I think that was
from the comedy Denver Comedy Works.
It was a sexual assault in that joke.
it was from a different time period. Well, that's it, everybody. Listen, go to tompapa.com and look up the tour dates. Paul and I are all over the place. Paul has a website.com for all of his craziness, but most of the dates are the same because we're touring all over the place. Listen to Live From Here.
Yeah, I have one thing real quick, too.
What do you got?
So, just in the last month, I've posted about, like, you know, because your albums and my albums are all on Spotify and Pandora and Apple Music and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we get paid when people listen to them, even though you're not buying them or just streaming them. So, I just posted it, and my downloads and streams went up by, like, 100 times just from posting it a couple times. So if
posting
you,
what? Just telling people?
Yeah, if you have Spotify, just put in Tom Papa or Paul Morrissey, and even if you don't listen to it, you can just download the stuff. If you have Apple Music, you can get everything for free. So
I was paying Apple Music on two different accounts.
Oh, really?
And I finally, after a year of realizing that it was stupid, canceled one of them. So sorry, Charlotte, you don't get... Apple Music anymore.
What?
You heard me. All right, everybody. That's it. Pick out your costumes.
That's right. Pickleless October.
Oh, I can't wait to give you the first report on pickles next week. Enjoy your life.